The eccentric Phil Thomas Cat here. You've tuned in to the 50th episode of the most random show that's ever existed, the Patcast. Tonight's episode will be real crisp and very, very intense. You're going to hear 50 different voices tonight, starting with mine. But this won't be the last time you'll hear from me on this program. On March 7th, 2011, the Patcast will become the Catcast. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the 50th episode of the Patcast.
Welcome to the Patcast.
Come have a blast, step on the gas, smack a giraffe, it's the Patcast. Come talk fast, pass some gas, make it last. It's the Patcast, 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 hey man, it's badass. Patcast, Patcast, Pat, 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 hey, it's the Patcast.
Well, hello, this is Kevin Morse. Happy 50th episode to the Patcast. All right? All right.
Well, hello there. This is Joey the Watson Watson. I hear somebody's turning 50. Congratulations, Patcast. 50 episodes. It's amazing. Quite a feat. Some many great TV shows have not even made it to 50 episodes. We won't go there because there's too many to list. But on 50 episodes, it's amazing. Thank you, and God bless.
Hey, Patcast. This is Jimmy Watson. I just wanted to call and say congratulations on making it to 50 episodes. I was going to make a comment about 50 and you being old or something age-wise, but I never really quite think of you as a female kind of show, so I figured you wouldn't be offended. So instead, I'm just going to say congratulations on having no government regulatory board shut you down or ban your content. Hope you guys make it to at least 51. Congratulations.
Hey, this is Mr. Vice.
And Mrs. Vice.
Happy golden episode.
Yep. Woo-hoo!
Ow, ow! Hey there, my name is Nathan Feliz Navidad.
Hi, I'm Melissa. Happy birthday.
Hey there. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Hey, Patcast. This is ex-President George W. Bush. I'm just giving you a call. I'm making a new amendment, and the amendment's going to say, everybody must watch Patcast. Yeah. All right, Patcast. I'll talk to you soon. Yeah. Bye.
Hey, guys. This is Darren Thomason from Chattanooga, Tennessee. I want to congratulate you guys on your guys' five-year anniversary. I think it's exciting that y'all been doing this for 5 years. So, congratulations.
Hey, it's Christy. Congratulations.
Hey, this is Josh Collins, and I just want to wish the Patcast a happy 50th episode. Good job, guys.
Hello, America. This is Jeff Prophet, director of Trip to Nowhere. I just want to wish Patcast a happy 50th episode.
Boo! Happy 50th Patcast. This is Patrick 1.0.
Meh. Just going out to the Patcast. Happy 50th episode. Keep rocking.
Hey, this is HB Stacks. Congratulations on 50 episodes. I've never been on Patcast before. I'm glad I finally had my first time.
Hey, this is Ashley Olinger. Congratulations on 50 episodes.
Hey, this is George. I do trivia at Hill City Pizza on Wednesday nights. My buddies always show up here, have a good time, drink a lot of beer, hit on a lot of girls successfully sometimes, which is pretty impressive. And I want to congratulate you guys on the 50th podcast, a.k.a. Patcast, which is badass. Congratulations, guys. Have fun.
Hey, this is Mindy at Hill City Pizza. Just want to say congratulations on your 50th episode.
Hey, this is Errol wishing the Patcast a happy 50 years.
Yeh Patcast ka 50th show hai. Pata nahi saale gore kya bolte rehte hain, magar main har hafte sunta rehta hoon.
Hi, this is Chris Sinekrope, and I'd like to wish the Patcast a happy 50th anniversary. Wow, I don't even know 50 people. Congratulations.
Hello, this is Ryan of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Standing here at Rhine Island, laying out with a couple naked ladies here. Here is the Patcast 50th episode. Is that right? Is that what we're doing? Okay. I'll be sitting here playing some Jimmy Buffett for you, Patrick. Congrats.
Hi, Patrick. This is Rama. Congratulations on your 50th episode.
Hey, hey, hey. It's Patrick Mahan, Sally Clark, and I just wanted to say congrats on your 50th episode of the Patcast. That's pretty cool. You made 50.
Hey, Patrick. It's Lauren Carter, and
a little birdie told me that it was the 50th episode of your podcast. I just wanted to call and say congratulations. Pretty great. And I don't know. Have fun. Later.
Hi, my name is Kara Dodd, and I wouldn't agree to anything that Craig wanted me to say.
Hello, my name is Robbie Holke, who has officially never in his lifetime kissed Kara Dodd. I just want to say congratulations to Patrick on the 50th edition of the podcast, and I hope there's at least another 50 more. Congratulations, buddy.
Hello, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Patrick, your host. It is Friday, February 18th, 2011. Welcome to our 50th episode ever. It only took us about 3 years to do it, but we finally did it. The day has finally come, and this is our 50th episode. I really want to start off by saying a big thank you to everyone who called, left me voicemails. Dr. Kinney rounded up a bunch of people. I just want to say thanks to everyone who has lended their voice to this episode of the podcast. We got more than 50 of you, and you guys are amazing. Really appreciate it. We couldn't have done this without you, so I just want to start off and say thanks to everyone. We've got a huge show for you. You're going to hear voices throughout the episode, just like you heard in the last song. And I've actually got some voices ready for you. They are down at the Poontoon Studios in Chattanooga, Tennessee. We've got Dr. Kenny Sheltonov. Say hello, doctor.
Hello, my name is Dr. Kenny Sheltonov.
And we've also got Matt Davis. Say hello, Matt.
Hello.
And we've also got Tyler Mullen. Say hello, Tyler.
Hello, Tyler.
And we've got Taylor Wolfnuts Newman. Say hello, Taylor.
Hello, everybody.
And broadcasting here at the Goulash Studios with me is Brooks T. Lockwood. Say hello, Brooks.
Hello.
And we've also got Leah Goblish. Say hello, Leah.
Hey, hey, hey.
I want to first thank Phil Thomas Catt for that incredible intro. What did you guys think of that intro that he did?
The intro was amazing.
It was phenomenal.
Yeah, it was. It was very good, and as you heard, Phil Thomas Catt announced himself that he's coming back to the PatCast on March 7th for the CatCast.
Oh my goodness.
That's right, an entire hour with Phil Thomas Catt on the PatCast. It's going to be incredible.
I'm very excited about that.
Yeah. And I think Phil is too, because he's already sponsoring his show. His show, The Uncharted Zone, is sponsoring the 50th episode of the PatCast, and we're going to play that commercial here in a little bit. We're very excited about the CatCast. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
I have a couple of other PatCast episode announcements. Of course, as you saw on our website this week, we're going to have the band Concerning Lions in this Monday for our 51st episode. It's going to be a lot of fun. Some of you guys are going to be there for that. Also, it's a little further away, but at the beginning of April, we're hoping to do a special WrestleMania 27 PatCast because we're going to go to WrestleMania 27. And that's going to be a fun thing. We'll hopefully do a podcast before and after the event.
Can I go ahead and call it?
Go for it.
Sting breaks Undertaker's undefeated streak.
If he comes back.
What do you mean if?
Okay, all right.
Just call it.
Okay, it's a big if.
Didn't Greg say the other day that he's like, Sting's not?
Hey, we'll find out. We'll find out this Monday.
He'll be there.
Well, we'll find out on Monday for sure, on the 21st.
Yeah, who else will be there? The
Rock and Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh, people.
We've also got another episode announcement. It's even further along down the line than that.
Keep going, man.
On Memorial Day, May 30th, 2011, we are going to host Pat Mania 2, the sequel to Pat Mania 1, Pat Mania 2.
Uh-oh.
Pat Mania was just a night of Pat casting. It was a night of Pat casting, which involved different trivia matchups throughout the night. And we're hoping to do the same. And I don't know. I am kind of hoping that Dr. Kenny will accept my challenge in some 007 trivia. Maybe Matt, you want to get on this 007 trivia too?
I'd like to.
But you guys can we can test your gaming skills a little later on in the show when we play a game of That's What Chris Jericho Tweeted.
Yes.
No.
Oh, Taylor, you're excited about that?
Oh my gosh, Chris Jericho, great wrestler, tweets a lot about random stuff.
So yeah, that's going to happen. We're going to jump into a song here in a second, and then we're going to come back, and we know that we've probably got a lot of first-time listeners out there of the podcast that are going to probably have no idea what's going on here, and we're going to explain all of that to you after the song. But the first song is from Dr. Kenny. Dr. Kenny, what do you have for us?
In honor of the 50th episode, I would like to hear 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover by the great Paul Simon.
Here's Paul Simon on the podcast.
Hello, my name is Betty G. Sheltonov, Dr. Kenny Sheltonov's mother. Not just mother, but great mother. And congratulations on your 50th episode of PatCast. And believe me, I know all about 50, and it gets better from here. Congrats.
Congratulations on 50 episodes of PatCast from Stephanie, Jason, and Bryce Jansen.
Hi, this is Amber, and you're listening to the 50th episode of the PatCast.
And...
congratulations.
Yeah.
And we're back. So we've been doing the PatCast since 2008, although we did take a two-year hiatus with one or two shows in that two-year period. But we're assuming that we've got a lot of first-time listeners tonight, and we just kind of wanted to share a few stories and brief history even of the PatCast. Kind of go back to the beginning a little bit.
This has been going on since 2007, hasn't it?
2007, yes. Sorry, 2007. Did I say 2008?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2007.
I was confused.
Well, 2008 was the big year, and that's what I think of automatically. Yep. 2007 was a very, it was a troubling period for the PatCast. I was doing, just calling them in on my phone, mostly. Wasn't really sure. There wasn't even really a point. Yeah, literally. There wasn't even really a point. I just, it was something to do, I guess, with the free time I had. I don't know. But it evolved. I got, you know, got all of you guys involved, and it became a lot of fun, and we started doing them weekly. Never really had a point. I mean, there was a few episodes here and there that were actually themed stuff that we had a lot of fun doing, where we did, like, the 1999 one. We had TJ Griever from the band Up With The Joneses come in. That was a fun episode.
Where you got your intro song, right?
It's where we got the intro song, which you just heard. Well, you didn't just hear it. That's Paul Simon. But before that, you heard it at the beginning of the show after Phil Thomas Cat.
Oh. Okay.
That was TJ Griever.
I just had fun
doing it. Oh, Brooks Lockwood just found $2, everybody.
What?
Congratulations. Yeah.
Where did he find it?
In my backpack.
That is mine. That's Tyler's.
Tyler left it there, so you're going to have to return that.
But anyway, Dr. Kenny, is there any like stories you think you'd like to share about this? About the PatCast? The PatPast?
No.
Oh, what?
No, I'm good. No, I don't know. I was just like I was talking to you about earlier. The PatCast is... like, I'm sure these people don't exist. I feel like if there were any peripheral... listeners to the PatCast who only listened to the PatCast and didn't actually like know any of us or have never appeared on the PatCast or whatever. It basically had nothing to do personally with us, just listen to the PatCast for all these years. Like, I gotta imagine that person without any sort of knowledge about what we're actually doing has gotta be confused as hell.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because if they're just listening, because there are certain very like kayfabe elements to the PatCast. If you're just listening and you have no idea who we are, like what the hell is the Goulash Studio? Like why would you call it that? Is it One Studio?
Brooks doesn't even know what it is, and he's here at the Goulash
exactly.
Studio right now.
See, very nice. It's like the whole thing is like very confusing because we all like we are all ourselves. It's not like we're doing some crazy character, but we are all in a way like playing characters of ourselves. And I feel like there's a lot of stuff that we talk about that we assume everybody knows about, but just doesn't make any sense. Like the big red button. Like what in God's name? Like if you're not in the know, do you understand how confusing this would be to somebody who doesn't actually know us?
We haven't mentioned the big red button in a while. I think we should bring it back.
I don't even know.
About
that's
the
like
red
our
point,
that's
so
like our ear
really
of corn
confused.
From all that.
Oh,
big
I get
ear
it.
Of corn.
No. Oh my God, I forgot all about the big ear of corn.
Yeah, that's our red button on this show.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Wow.
So in 10 years, one of you guys is going to be on SNL.
Yes,
that's what it means.
Yeah, that's what it means.
It'll be me.
Yeah,
it'll probably be Tyler. If I had to bet money out of any of us, it would be Tyler.
What was that?
Oh yeah, Brooks said really. Yep.
I don't know you, but I don't like you already.
I don't know about the Tyler bet myself.
So anyway, I was just—I don't know. That occurred to me the other day. How like?
No, it's absolutely true.
It's like if you watched wrestling, but you never got on the internet to read about wrestling, and you never watched any like interviews or anything. If you basically what wrestling was when we were kids, you just watched like every Monday.
Yeah, and you didn't know anything that was gonna happen or about to happen.
It's kind of like that. Like I obviously nobody thinks like the PatCast is real.
Yeah,
it's still real to me.
It's all real. Dr. Kenny is really a doctor.
Yeah, exactly.
Taylor really has a split personality. He really gets angry.
Yeah. That can sometimes be true.
I don't know. I think it's funny. So I thought the 50th episode would be a good stage to kind of explain some stuff.
All the future episodes after this one, this part right here is never going to be mentioned again.
No, absolutely not.
No, we're gonna.
This is like that one shoot interview that Vince McMahon does.
Yeah, it's the podcast shoot interview. We're just gonna go. It's just gonna be never mentioned.
Yeah,
sealing it up, locking it away. I think it's about time to get into another song.
I got one for you.
All right.
Flock of Seagulls, Space Age Love Song.
Since it didn't make it on the Valentine's episode.
Yeah.
It doesn't have 50 in it.
All right, here's Flock of Seagulls on the podcast.
I'll just assume there's 50 seagulls in that flock. And I'll let it slide.
I counted them.
Happy 50th episode, podcast. Listen to you guys all the time, and you make me cry, you make me laugh, and you actually make me really concerned with some of your topics. John and Joan here, wishing you a happy 50th podcast episode. I listen to you guys every single time you're on the air, and I love coming on the show. I love coming other places, too. Hang on, we have some other people who want to wish the podcast community a happy 50th episode.
Happy 50th episode, podcast!
Happy 50th episode, podcast! Happy 50th episode, podcast!
Happy 50th episode, podcast!
All right, well, that was like 9 voices, and I got you a girl. That's good. It's good because it's different, different sexes. Goodbye.
What's up, podcast? It's Mike Lemmy, just wishing you guys a happy 50th episode, and I'm looking forward to 50 more. Hopefully with me, and it doesn't have to be with me, but I'm just hoping I can get the exposure. I'm very lonely. I need my podcast in my life. Yes, it does say my podcast in my life, but that's cool. Happy 50th, guys, from Mike Lemmy.
Hey, podcast. Hey, it's Jimmy Fallon calling you back. Hey, I'm just in the dressing room, getting ready to go on real soon. Hey, we got Shrek from the motion picture Shrek. We've also got, you'll never believe this one, we have Abraham Lincoln on the show. Okay, see you back at 5.
And we're back. I was able to talk to Joel Reynolds so he could make an appearance on our 50th episode from Boot Camp. And here are some highlights from our phone conversation.
Joel, we haven't heard from you on the podcast since the 2008 podcast awards, where you won the award for most discussed entry on pat-cast.com, aka best all around. What have you been doing since then?
My life has been in a downward spiral ever since Patmania, losing to Kevin Lewis in a trivia showdown, and then being forced to leave a state that I love. You know, it just sent me into a spiral that that involved a lot of gambling on midget racing, kangaroo boxing, and female Mexican wrestling. I was a drug mule, and then later I was a street beggar / street dancer. You know, it's just been tough, but, I found some light. I have joined the United States Army, so, that downward spiral has curved back up. And it wasn't any, existential, spiritual thing for me. I was watching Stripes one day, and I realized if Bill Murray can do it, if John Candy can do it, and he's dead.
It's true.
Then I could do it. So I joined the United States Army. You know, it's been busy the last few years getting things set up to get into the Army. It's not easy to join the Army if you're a large man like me. As Hulk Hogan say, I had to say my prayers and drink my milk, but here I am. And you are talking to me right now live from the Magruder Transient area at Fort Jackson, South Carolina.
That is incredible. Yeah, we've been wondering. Everyone's wondering, what's still doing a boot camp? Did Kevin cause this? We weren't sure.
Oh, it's definitely Kevin's fault. I blame most things on Kevin.
And as you mentioned before, you were a part of Patmania, which won the award for Best Petcast at that same award show you last appeared at. Well, tonight I announced Patmania 2, which is all coming full circle, which is going to take place Memorial Day 2011. I just want to know, do you think Kevin K. Lewis will return to Patmania to put his title on the line?
If he does, I'm there. I'll say it now. I challenge him, as I will be coming back in my new Army character, not as Sergeant Slaughter, but as Chaplain America.
Yeah, we haven't heard from Kevin K. Lewis in quite some time. We've inducted him into our Patcast Hall of Fame for all of his appearances, but he didn't show up at the event. He couldn't make it. Reasons unknown. So.
I think it's marriage that's done something to him. It softened him. It's kind of like what Miss Elizabeth did to Randy the Macho Man Savage's career.
Yeah. Yes, it is. It's almost the exact same thing.
Well, I think Patmania 2 is going to be a wonderful event. Is there the potential of it being online, like video streaming, like the reunion show?
Who knows? That little experiment was part success, part unsuccess.
It was fun to watch.
You know, there were some good things that happened. our friend Dr. Kenny was a little boozed up on wine, boxed wine, which added for entertainment.
I thought that was the secret ingredient to all of the packs.
You know, it is.
I think Matt Davis's secret is that he drinks boxed margaritas.
That could
now
be it.
He has, it's not even boxed wine.
Yeah, it's a boxed
full-on
margarita.
Boxed cosmopolitans. That's what Matt Davis has.
That
now, what's
like
the potential that of you getting your former employer, Jimmy Fallon, involved in this PatCast or PatMania 2?
He's hard to get a hold of. I would like him to be, you know, at least, you know, in a match or in a special guest referee or something, but I don't know. I don't.
So, I mean, percentage-wise, I mean, 97% possible?
The fact that I'm not there anymore, it's more of like unless I ran into him on the street, maybe it's like a 44% chance.
Wow, it's still not high.
Yeah,
That's why you've got to strike while the iron's hot right now. This is your chance. We need to get this trending on Twitter. People dropping Jimmy Fallon notes all the time about PatMania, and he's going to be like, PatMania what? Patrick Mahan who? And just keep it trending.
That would be
we
good.
Need to get the PatCast Nation involved in this. Well, hey, here's what I'm going to offer to the 50th anniversary show. You know, I am an officer in the United States Army. All right, I'm not a high-ranking officer. I'm not a general. I'm a lieutenant, and that doesn't really mean too much. But I'm on a training post, and there's all these new recruits here, and they have to listen to things that I say. So there's hundreds and hundreds of 18, 19, 20-year-old brand-new recruits in the United States Army. I can go to them and give them a direct order that they need to log in and listen to the PatCast. That's my 50th anniversary gift to you.
I really appreciate that. That really means a lot.
And hey, again, because I believe in you guys putting these out, you need me back in any way, shape, or form. If you need a Defending Freedom segment during the PatCast of me phoning in from the front lines of the war on terror, you got it, buddy. I'm there.
That would be great.
Chaplain America.
Chaplain America, you hear that, Jimmy Fallon? He's going to be there. Are you going to be there, Fallon? I hope
so. Come on, Fallon. Bring it. No, he's listening right now because that's what Jimmy Fallon does. He listens to former interns' podcasts.
All right, Joel, thank you so much for coming back from the PatCast.
I appreciate you and the PatCast team. You guys are heroes to America and to the defense of freedom.
At this time, we've got a commercial from The Uncharted Zone from Phil Thomas Catt, and we're going to play that now.
Marshall Bray.
Phil Thomas Catt's a fiddler.
Is he really?
Of my soul.
That's awesome. I knew that was what it was.
The PatCast comes back. More after this next thing.
Bands, singers, songwriters, music fans, and Mark Gormley worshippers. The Uncharted Zone has become a favorite view for fans of Uncharted music around the world. The unhinged Phil Thomas Catt has been hired by musicians, record companies, and corporations to create thousands of music videos. Warning. In very rare cases when viewed, some videos may cause minor bleeding from the ears, muscle cramps in diverse places, ingrown toenails, and abnormal sexual desires. View The Uncharted Zone today. And if you're a musician, call for info about appearing on Music TV. Special rates for girls.
You're listening to the heedless rambling of Patrick and his friends, better known as the PatCast crew. Cast.
And we're back. That was 50 Nifty United States on the PatCast. Before that was a commercial from The Uncharted Zone, and we want to send a special thanks again to Phil Thomas Catt for providing that commercial and sponsoring our 50th episode tonight. In the past few weeks, there has been a little bit of controversy, though, in our product field, and that's all because of Brooks T. Lockwood. He invented a product called Brooks T. Lockwood's Ass Cream and Face Cream 2. And then he started just putting out some hateful things towards another product, a favorite, actually, a fan favorite on the show, Matt Davis Body Scrub, saying mean things about the product. And while that song was playing, Brooks T. Lockwood made sure to let me know that he had something to say to Matt. So, Brooks, it's all yours.
Yeah, after, battling, maybe saying some unkind words to Matt Davis, you know, I think we're finally coming to our senses and, you know, becoming grown men and realizing that we just shouldn't act like that. Matt Davis came to me a couple days ago, apologized fully, and said he wanted to start a partnership.
Is this true, Matt?
I have no recollection of this incident.
So you're saying Brooks Lockwood is a liar?
He is a liar.
Well, that's a terrible thing to say. I thought we had everything cleared up here. One of the things that Matt proposed was to discontinue his body scrub line.
Oh, Matt, did you propose that?
What? That's like my, you know,
that's his bread and butter.
All right, Jerry Fishrack and Matt Davis are joining forces to kick Brooks Lockwood.
Oh, this investigation is going to have to continue on a later episode. All right, this is a new segment we're going to introduce here on the PatCast. It's called In the Kitchen with Leah.
We're in the kitchen.
Kitchen with Leah cooking snickerdoodles, yeah.
What goes into this snickerdoodle here?
The snickerdoodle is actually...
I'm gonna eat one.
It's a whole stick of butter, and you melt that, and then you put in one egg, and then you put in a tablespoon of water, and then you put in your Betty Crocker mix.
What? it's not from scratch. Oh,
no. I need Betty's help with that.
I'm tasting a snickerdoodle.
Then you roll the dough around in cinnamon sugar. And then I put extra on top.
You spread peanut butter onto the Ritz cracker.
Ritz
cracker on top of it and dip it in chocolate.
I made those a week ago.
She did, and they were good.
What are those?
I want to start a business with those.
Can you ship some of those down here? I just want to taste what we're talking about so I can be like, oh my god.
The snickerdoodle or the Ritz cracker?
The snickerdoodle or the Ritz crackers?
Nobody's had a snickerdoodle.
I tell you, this segment has been very informative, and we should start doing this every week.
I love it.
Because we're all learning a lot. We're all, not only learning a lot about cooking, we're learning a lot about ourselves.
Leah, we would all, and I speak for everybody, we would all like to have you on this show more often.
Well, thank you. I will, I'll try to make that happen.
Leah, did you think of a song that you'd like to play on the show?
How about, oh yeah, okay. So how about a little...
No, it has something to do with 50!
No. There's got subliminal messages here.
Since we did cookies, we didn't do the bartending, so how about a little T-Pain buy you a drink?
Ooh.
Yes. Yeah.
There we go.
Wait.
Wow.
Shorty snapping.
It to 50 Cent just for the
to my new business partner, Matt, I buy you a drink.
No comment.
Here's some T-Pain on the podcast.
Buy you a drink.
Damn!
I wish I was your lover.
Right now on the line, we have got someone who's been away from the podcast for a while. The last appearance was, I believe, our 2009 reunion show, and this person was inducted into the podcast Hall of Fame last month. We've got Kevin K. Lewis returning to the podcast. How are you, Kevin?
I am doing fantastic. On a scale of 1 to 10, I am a B. I'm very excited to be here. And looking forward to spending an hour or two talking with you tonight.
You're going to have to spend an hour with us because to make up for a lost time.
That's what I was thinking. I have many things I need to tell you and many things I want to get into and many things I don't want to talk about.
Well, tell us what you've been up to lately.
I'm watching Teen Mom 2 and it's during a commercial, but it's not just entertainment anymore for me. It's actually become a study on, you know, how to be a parent or how not to be a parent. I've been watching it so intensely is because, as you know, Ashley is with child.
Which is amazing.
And she's not a teenager and neither am I, but still we feel like this could help us.
That's great news. Congratulations, Kevin. You actually read about you becoming a father on the cover of People magazine.
That's correct. That's correct. And I was glad to share it with them. They were very interested in it. And so I thought, well, you know, people are going to be wondering this. This will save me on the Facebook messages, you know, like I'll read People magazine and save me on the phone calls and stuff, you know. So I'm excited. We've decided to let our baby name themselves. So kind of see how that works. And so at first we're going to call the baby Baby. We're going to be like, hey, baby, you know, because that'd be, you know, I don't want to influence it by calling it a certain name, and boy or girl, and then allow it to name itself. We'll probably do that, and then we're going to get it a puppy.
Will you allow your baby to call you, once it can speak, of course, call you Papa Bear?
My baby's for sure going to call me Papa Bear. We already have a theme for the bedroom. We're going to do a trucker theme because it's not as popular as it used to be, but I was reading in my granny has some, like, old, you know, like, Home and Garden magazines and stuff from, like, the 70s. And it was a big thing for, you know, to do like a trucker motif and stuff. Instead of like the baby monitors, we're going to have CBs. So if the baby needs anything, he'll go, oh, breaker, breaker, 1-9. Oh, mama, I'm going to need some milk. And then I'll say, Papa Bear here. Mama's on the way. And I never had a CB radio in my crib. And so I was like, I want my baby to have one, you know, and I just want to be the best dad that I can be.
And you will, and I think your child is going to be very excited that its father is in the podcast Hall of Fame. Your thoughts on that, Kevin?
When I was a baby, I was playing, I grew up in a small town, and I was playing Pee Wee podcast, my coach would, you know, always say, guys, you know, one day you can make it to the podcast and maybe even the podcast Hall of Fame. And, you know, as a kid, everybody thinks, yeah, I'm going to make it, I'm going to do it. But I worked hard, and I was blessed with some natural talent, I guess. And I made my way up to the PatCast, and now I'm being inducted into the PatCast Hall of Fame. It's a dream come true.
As you may have heard, we did announce tonight that we are going to be doing PatMania 2 on Memorial Day. I talked to Joel Reynolds about it. He gave his thoughts, and he still blames you for the downward spiral in his life because of what transpired at PatMania 1. I would just like to get your thoughts on PatMania 2. You are the World PatCast Champion. Will you show up to defend your title?
I could defeat Joel Reynolds once again with one leg tied behind my back. I will start actually training tomorrow for this, and I will absolutely be there. You couldn't keep me away. And what day is it on?
It's on Memorial Day.
I might be out of town. I will get back to you on that, though.
Well, if you do make it to PatMania 2, do you have a message for Joel Reynolds?
First of all, I haven't seen him in a while, so I hope he's doing well. Best to him and his family. But as far as PatMania goes, I would like to say that I am looking forward to killing him dead.
Well, Kevin, don't be a stranger.
I won't. But you know that there are good strangers and bad strangers, and if I were to be a stranger, I hope that to you I would be a good stranger, like a police officer or a fireman.
Great. Well, Kevin, thank you so much for coming on the PatCast, and we hope to see you soon.
My pleasure.
It's time to time to play a little game.
Break the
wall. Break down the walls.
Oh, yes.
Tyler Mullen, special guest referee. We're going to have a fatal four-way here on That's What Chris Jericho Tweeted between Dr. Kenny Sheltonov versus Taylor Wofnuts Newman versus Matt Davis versus Brooks T. Lockwood. So basically, I'm going to read a series of tweets, most likely by wrestlers and Chris Jericho, and you have to tell me whether or not it is a Chris Jericho tweet. Not that simple. Well, it is simple. It's not that hard.
You get bonus points for naming who it is if it's not Chris Jericho.
Yeah, you do get bonus points, Brooke. So glad you asked. You do get bonus points if you name the wrestler who it is that's not Jericho's tweet. We are going to begin now. We're going to start with Taylor on this one. Taylor, are you ready?
As ready as I'll ever be.
All right. The tweet is, okay, guess I'm the only old school pro wrestler to say it. Screw UFC fighters. You could never do what me and my brothers do with the hashtag bring it bitches.
Hulk Hogan.
I'm going to say it's not Chris Jericho.
It is Chris Jericho.
Oh!
Son of a bitch.
Oh my God.
Oh man. Taylor, you have 0 points. Next.
Wow. I'm off to a fantastic start.
Next question is for Brooks.
It could be over.
Brooks, are you ready?
Yep.
The tweet is, sitting behind Joan Rivers on a plane to LAX. Is she considered a legend? Anyone? I've got 2.5 hours to make up my mind on this one.
That is not Chris Jericho.
Did you say that is not?
Yep.
You're right. That is not Chris Jericho. Do you know who it is?
Katie Couric.
Katie Couric is not a wrestler.
I know who that is.
It is Randy Orton. All right. Brooks has 1 point. Matt Davis, this next one is for you.
Chris Jericho.
Matt Davis, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. If Lennon hadn't died, he and McCartney would have reunited and made music again, guaranteed.
I think that is Chris Jericho.
It is. That is a Chris Jericho tweet. Matt and Brooks are tied with 1, Taylor 0. Up next, Dr. Kenny, are you ready?
Yep.
The tweet is, just talk to Sting. He's fully on board as long as that bastard Summers has nothing to do with it.
That's not a tweet. Nobody said that.
Oh, bull, I can prove it to you. I can send you the link.
What? Okay.
Then that would be cheating link.
Just talk to Sting.
He's fully on board as long as that bastard Summers has nothing to do with it.
Summers?
Yeah, like Andy Summers is stinging the police.
Oh.
Yeah. Music joke.
Yeah, that's Chris Jericho.
It's not.
Shit.
It was CM Punk.
Yes! Yeah. All right.
I wish you could have seen the look on his face. Yeah, there.
Wish I had. All right, we're going to move on to round 2. All right, whoever has 0 points at the end of this next round will be eliminated. Taylor, we're back to you. Taylor, are you ready?
Sure.
Alright. Loved Black Swan. However, I won't go to a ballet. Does anyone else think The Roommate is a single white female ripoff?
Wow, that's pretty hilarious.
Whoever that is, that's good.
Did you say yes?
Yeah.
It's not, it's The Miz.
Of course not.
Yep. I'm sorry, Taylor. You have been eliminated from the game.
Oh my gosh. Well, it was a pleasure playing.
It was.
thank you all. And yep. Go to hell.
Oh, there it is. All right, Brooks, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
The tweet is, just got my leather jacket stitched up. My mom gave it to me for Christmas in 1987, and I've worn it ever since. Best leather I've ever had.
I'm gonna go ahead and say. Yeah, that's Chris Jericho.
You said yeah, that's Chris Jericho. You're right. It is Chris Jericho. Matt Davis, are you ready?
I am ready.
The tweet is: Roger Waters' The Wall is the most visually amazing concert I've seen. Blew my mind. Incredible.
I could get this one.
That is Chris Jericho.
You're right, it is. It's Chris Jericho.
Damn it.
Woo!
Dr. Kenny, are you ready?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Just started Dead Space 2, and right off the bat, it's pretty amazing. Voice acting in video games has definitely been taken to a new level.
That is not Chris Jericho.
It's not. Can you guess who it is?
Oh, let's see here. Video games. Who plays video games?
Everybody.
What was the name of the game?
Dead Space 2.
I'm going to say that's Big Show.
Kennedy! It's Mr. Kennedy / Anderson.
Damn it.
Yep.
Da-da-da.
Well, you got 1 point. You've made it to the final round. This final round, if you get a question right, it's for 2 points.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. First one is for Brooks. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
All right. The tweet is, has there ever been a guitar solo quite like Marty McFly's in Back to the Future? That kid sure could shred. Nasty.
That is Chris Jericho.
That is Chris Jericho? That's not Chris Jericho. That was Mick Foley.
Oh.
Dude.
Wow, really?
That was a Mick Foley tweet. Believe it. All right, moving on to Matt Davis. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. At the circus, in retrospect, I should have been a clown. On second thought, maybe I was.
That's doink.
I am going to go with, it's not Chris Jericho.
It is Chris Jericho.
Oh.
Yeah, it is. Certainly is. Maybe he was a clown. We'll never know.
Suck it, body scrub.
All right, Dr. Kenny, you can either win here, or we're going to have to move to a tiebreaker round between Brooks and Matt.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I'll just wrap this up.
All right. So, the tweet is, just sneezed, and now my pillowcase is red. Lovely.
Wait, what?
Just sneezed, and now my pillowcase is red. Lovely.
Well, that's not Chris Jericho.
It's CM Punk! Yeah, who said that?
Me!
Oh.
Tyler did!
Yeah, he broke his nose on Raw Monday, yeah. And he tweeted that he sneezed in his pillowcase.
Wow.
Dr. Kenny, congratulations.
I was trying to think of who Orton put out, like DiBiase or Cody Rhodes. That's who I was going to say.
Wow, Dr. Kenny, you have won. That's what Chris Jericho tweeted.
Yeah, I know.
Well, congratulations, Dr. Kenny. We'll play this again, I'm sure, in the future. Just study your Chris Jericho tweets. Study your other wrestler tweets. You can all be winners. Well, it's about time to wrap things up here. This has been our 50th episode. It's been exciting. I think we've all had a pretty good time here.
It was great. I've thoroughly enjoyed this evening.
Yeah.
Best episode ever.
Well, be sure to listen on this Monday. We've got Concerning Lions on the show. It's going to be a good time. They're going to play some songs in the studio, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Play a little game and name that tune. Taylor, is there anything you'd like to hear on this episode?
It's called Hunger Strike by Temple of the Dog.
Yeah, I don't really feel like playing that this week. I think we're going to play something else.
What?
Sorry.
Well, also, it doesn't have anything to do with
Well,
50.
You know what? I'm not feeling 50th episode. Goodbye.
Okay, what are you going to play?
50 on Our Foreheads by White Lies.
All right, then.
And to lead us into that song is PatCast Hall of Famer Matt Nasser with a special message to the PatCast. Thanks for listening to our 50th episode. Good night.
You know, PatCast is a really neat thing. Now, someone tells me it's your 50th. Look who's growing up. Not a toddler anymore. Because it's your 50th, I wanted to share some reasons why I think PatCast is so awesome. Number one, PatCast is cooler than sweet potato pound cake. Haven't had it? Google it. It's delicious. But you know what? PatCast tastes way better. Number two, PatCast is cooler than a koala bear pooping a rainbow on your brain. Oh, yeah. You heard me right there. Number three, PatCast is multilingual. That means it knows several languages. Now, none of those languages are recognized in any parts of the world, but it invents its own. Now, how cool is that? Number four, PatCast is cool because it stayed in school. It got its education, and now look at where it's going. Number five, PatCast is kind of like the new horoscope sign. Nobody quite knows where it came from. It's got a neat name. No one understands it. No one's heard of it. You don't know the history, but you know that you like it. And you wonder why the New York Times hasn't published it yet. That's the PatCast. Thanks, guys. See you, PatCast.
Next message sent today at 6:39 p.m. Eastern Time.
Congratulations on 50 episodes of your PatCast. 50 episodes of Craig being fat, Tyler wearing these skinny jeans that nobody wants to see. Taylor, nobody cares about Taylor. Matt, get a fucking job. Ryan, yeah, you're fat too. Patrick, wrestling's old, buddy. Let it go. But congratulations, guys. Get back at me when you get 100. I'll let you know what I think about you then.
End of message. Next message sent today at 6:57 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hello, is this podcast? I have a question. This is Abim. I am downstairs with Indian food. I am calling because you are not picking up your phone. And I have many, many samosas I am trying to deliver with food.
End of message. Next message sent today at 7:42 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hello, this is Kevin Morse with the Wish. Oh, that's terrible. I don't hope hopefully you can edit this. All right, I'm going to start again.
End of message.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.